Building self-confidence is really nothing more than a decision. The decision to choose what you think about, to choose the state that you're in, to choose what you focus on. Set your intentions for this session as you give yourself the gift of time to really look inside and think about all of those things that bring you even more confidence in your life. Be sure that your phone is on do not disturb and that you're in a position that's comfortable, either sitting or lying down, ensuring that you will not be interrupted. And now in front of you, in the room you're in, or the place you are outside, find in front of your gaze a place that you can stare, one single point. Whether it's something on a wall, something in the sky, focus on this point as you listen to every word that I say, almost as if you're trying to memorize every word that I say, because hypnosis is not a state of sleep, it's a focused attention in a state where your conscious mind calms down, focused on an intention, a goal. Today's goal is the goal again to build even more confidence. And as you continue to stare, you might allow or even make your eyelids heavier. As you listen to what I say, you double your relaxation. As your conscious mind may come in, you tell it to sit down so you can be in this moment. Your eyes feeling heavier and heavier. You can try to keep them open if you want to. That's up to you. But sometimes it's just easier to let them fall as you relax deeper and deeper into relaxation. As you begin to imagine yourself at the top of a hill, and in front of you, you see five stairs going down to your most peaceful place. It's a little bit easier to imagine these stairs if you allow your eyes to close whenever you're ready. And each step we go down twice as deep into that beautiful state of relaxation. As you go down from step five down to four, double your relaxation, allowing all of the muscles in your face to just relax as this field of rest comes almost as a liquid through your mind, down through your shoulders, your torso, all the way down to your feet as we go from step four, doubling your relaxation down to three, and double it again as you go down to two. Knowing that your peaceful place, whatever you imagine it, is right in front of you, inside, outside, noisy or quiet, whatever that peaceful place is, start to get a picture of that now as we relax even more, down from two to one. And when I snap my fingers, you will arrive in this peaceful place that you imagine. And one, in that peaceful place, smelling the air around you, looking up in the sky, or looking up in the room, seeing whatever the beauty is that you want to see. It doesn't even have to be a real place. It could be fantastical. It could have sparkling diamonds. It could have exotic animals. It could have any kind of people that you would want to be there. It could have any kind of fabrics, any kind of sounds. Whatever you want, your unconscious mind knows exactly what you need. As you continue to focus on my voice, and as a result of this deep hypnotic rest, you're going to sleep so much better and feel so much better about yourself and your life after this gift that you're giving yourself. So imagine yourself leaving here today with a wonderful feeling of well-being, of peace, of confidence, and that wonderful feeling staying with you throughout the rest of your evening or day, all the way through until you wake up. Even in the next morning, it'll still be there. Now imagine yourself falling asleep either soon or later tonight, easily and quickly, and sleeping peacefully throughout the night. If you were to wake up, imagine yourself falling back to sleep easily and quickly, and then picture yourself waking up in the morning absolutely refreshed and alert, ready to start your day in a whole new way. Good. Very good. So from now on, from this moment forward, you are and you feel so much more calm, so much more confident, so much more in control. You are in control of your thoughts. You are in control of your feelings. Who else is going to do it? In control of your actions, in control of your reactions. From now on, from this moment forward, it gets easier and easier for you to focus on the thoughts that you want instead of the thoughts that you don't want. You, from this moment forward, have a natural ability to focus on, think about, and dwell upon what you want to experience, what you want more of in your life, instead of what you don't want. Your subconscious and conscious mind now work together in synergistic wholeness that you naturally focus on and dwell upon what you want instead of what you don't want. You want that confident you. You want to achieve the things that you set out. You want to help the way that you want to help. You want to love the way you want to love. And from now on, from this moment forward, your subconscious and conscious mind work together to help you focus on what you like instead of what you don't like. It's easier and easier from this moment forward for you to focus on, think about, and dwell upon what you like. What you like about yourself? What do you like about your family? What do you like about your job, your body? What do you like about your life? And from now on, from this moment forward, you also have the natural ability to focus on what you can do instead of what you can't do. You become even more and more resourceful than before and focus on what you can do by asking yourself resourceful questions like, what can I do about this? What can I do about this? It will just be easier and easier for you to be even more resourceful. So ask yourself resourceful questions. Focus on what you can do from this moment forward. It's a natural habit for you to ask yourself, well, what can I do about this? And then your subconscious and conscious mind work together in wisdom as you naturally focus on what you can do. Also, from this moment forward, you have the natural ability to focus on, think about, and dwell upon what you could feel truly grateful for. And you can feel that appreciation really down in your heart, fully in your mind. From now on, it's easier and easier for you to get into that attitude of gratitude and focus on what you could feel truly grateful for. As you do, you naturally feel that gratitude in your heart, that appreciation for all the good stuff that's here, the good stuff that's coming, the good stuff that was. Every time you go into hypnosis, either listening to one of these tracks or in my office or over the phone with me, when you're practicing self-hypnosis or in any other way, you'll find that you go into hypnosis faster, easier, that the suggestions grow stronger and deeper, and that you have actually more fun, making it so much easier for you to experience life in a more fulfilling way. As it just gets easier and easier for you now to be and feel so much more calm, so much more confident, so much more in control of your thoughts, feelings, in control of your actions and reactions. To help ensure your success, though, and to help you be the best you can be, you are now becoming the observer instead of the judge. Just like you can put that conscious analytical mind aside, you can put the judging self aside and become the observer of your thoughts, the watcher, the observer of your behaviors, the observer of other people's behaviors. From this moment forward, it's just easier and easier for you to be the observer as you set aside the judge. To help ensure your success even more, we're going to go into the room of your subconscious mind, the center of your being, where wisdom lives. You might imagine it like a round, dome-shaped room. Or maybe your creative mind might imagine it any other way. Maybe it's just a big space. Maybe it's an outer space. Maybe it's in a cave. It could be wherever you want. However it is, imagine whatever is right for you. Now you know that after all of the things that you've seen already and the things that you feel as you listen to what I'm saying, that everything that ever has happened to you is stored in the room of your subconscious mind. But today, you're going to be focusing on all the positive feelings, emotions, and beliefs that are stored there. It's all the good stuff. And today, you're going to begin to release and also hold on to what you need to. That means releasing any negative feelings and holding on to the good ones, all that you have in your past, present, and future, in your mind, your body, and, well, your life. Once you arrive in this room of your subconscious mind, in the center of your being, you might notice all the positive feelings and emotions and beliefs are stored on little post-it notes. Maybe they're on white post-it notes or something similar. I mean, you could even write them on feathers if you wanted to, anything you want. Or maybe they're just written in the air in a special marker, handwriting. Don't know. It's up to you. All your negative feelings, emotions, beliefs are stored on something different. Maybe they're colored post-it notes or leaves or rocks, anything you want. However you imagine it is right for you. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards now from 3 to 1 and gently snap my fingers. Just allow each number to relax you, deepen you further, take you deep within to the room of your subconscious mind, to the center of your being. Take a deep breath in when you're ready to go and let it out. As we go from 3, good, double your relaxation down to 2. Even deeper and deeper relax. Now trust your first impressions and 1. Imagine yourself now in that room of your subconscious, the center of your being. Notice how beautiful it is, how peaceful, how you can feel the wisdom that's deep within you, just vibrating almost. Become aware of all the positive feelings, emotions, beliefs that are stored in this room, like on those white post-it notes or anything else you want. Also become aware of negative feelings stored there too, perhaps on colored post-it notes or something similar. Trusting your first impressions as you observe right now, focus all your attention on the positive feelings, emotions, and even the beliefs that are stored there. Imagine yourself walking towards the wall now to get a closer look at all the positive feelings. Look at all the positive feelings. Now, at some point, you might be ahead of me in this, or I might get ahead of you, but either way, that's okay. Don't worry. I'll either catch up with you or you'll catch up with me. As you go ahead now and become aware of love that's stored in there from your past to your present and your future, you could sense it or imagine it. It could be a picture, maybe it's a memory, a smell, a word, a color, a sound, a symbol, or any other creative way that you want to imagine love. Any way that you're experiencing love right now is right for you. See that love, hear it, feel it. Take a deep breath in and breathe that loving feeling into your heart, into every cell of your entire being, so that you recognize and realize that you are loved. You're loving and you're lovable. Very good. Now become aware of all the peace that's stored in there, in your mind, your body, your life. So from now on, you feel more and more at peace in every day and every way. You might even see yourself smile when you've done that. As you breathe in that peace, each and every time you see, hear, and feel that positive feeling, it just amplifies and strengthens all the neural pathways, allowing you to experience positive feelings more and more, every day in every way. Now become aware of all the strength and the confidence that's stored in that room. You can take a deep breath in, breathe in that confidence, feeling that power, that strength that's in you. From this moment forward, you feel more and more confident in all the areas of your life. For the rest of your life, smile to yourself when you've done that. Now become aware of the curiosity that's stored in that room from your past, your present, your future. Remember those moments you were curious with a childlike wonder. See, hear, feel that curiosity like a childlike, playful sense of wonder, and breathe in that curiosity into you so deep that you are naturally more and more curious every day in every way. become aware of the trust that's there, that's stored in from your past. The trust that you do have in yourself, even if it's pieces of yourself. The trust that you do have in people, even if it's only the pieces. Or maybe it's your higher self. Maybe it's God. Whatever you want to call it, you trust the process of this life. Begin to sense, feel, experience patience that's stored in that room. Breathe that in along with courage. Feel what courage feels like. Now look at caring, compassionate, and forgiving feelings. Turn the volume knob up on those things. Can you make them brighter? Maybe bigger? Breathe in all these wonderful positive feelings. Breathe them into your body, your mind, your spirit. Now become aware of and experience that calm, serene, completely at ease feeling, so that from now on you feel more calm, more serene, more at ease every day in every way. Now become aware of that spiritually connected feeling, those feelings that bring joy, as you know that you are capable, determined, motivated, driven, empowered, powerful. You are those things. Feel all of those things. And you can take even those small beliefs that you are those things and you can turn those up. Focus on them, because what you give your attention to will grow. And as you continue to focus on all of these good things about yourself, the good things you've done, the good things you'll do, you'll realize that you are enough. Maybe you could imagine what it would feel like to really know that you are enough. You're good enough. You're loved enough. What would it feel like if you did feel like you were strong enough, if you were smart enough, if you were creative enough? What would it feel like if you could say to yourself, I am enough. I am enough. Now amplify all these positive feelings. It's time for you to become aware of and release any hold that any negative feelings have had on your mind, your body, and your life. It's time for you to take this version, this strong, calm, confident, positive version of yourself, and step into that power to become the best self by releasing the hold that any of these negative feelings have had on your past, your present, and your future. Go ahead now, become aware of negative feelings. As you take a closer look at these negative feelings, you realize they're stored on something different. Colored post-it notes, rocks, leaves, whatever you want to imagine. So all you have to do is walk over to that feeling that's stored on those things and pull it up. If it's on a post-it note, crumple it up and throw it into a hole that is now opening up in this room of your subconscious where they can be burned up, sucked out, or shredded. Maybe it's some swirling vortex. Whatever you want to put it through. Maybe you start it on fire. For example, if there's any frustration there, for any reason, pull it off, crumple it up, burn it up, throw it in the hole, and let it go. Let it go. Imagine it getting burned up, sucked out, shredded. Sense all that frustration leaving your mind, your body. Watching it just melt all the way away from your past, this present moment, and even your future. Become aware now of any doubt that's in your room. If there's any doubt there, just pull it off, crumple it up, and dispose of it the way you want. Throw it into a hole. Watching it get sucked up, pushed away, thrown away, burnt up away. Bye-bye. Let it go. When you've done that, you can even smile again. Wonderful. Now become aware of any worry. Pull it up. Throw it out. Let it go. So that worry no longer serves you now is gone from your past, present, and your future. If there's any guilt there, we can throw that away too. That doesn't help you. Let it go. Throw it in the hole. Let it go. And feel how good it feels to let that guilt that no longer serves you be gone from your past, present, and your future, as well as your mind, your body, and your life. And now we're going to grab a bunch of more things quickly now because you're doing so good. And you can do it faster and faster. Your mind is amazing. Now become aware of anger that's stored in your room. Throw it in the hole. Let it go. Anxiety. You know what color it is, the shape it is, whether it vibrates, whether it's sitting still, whether it's heavy or light. Grab it. Throw it away. Let that anxiety go. If there's any fear, let that go. If there's these feelings of rejection stored there or fear of rejection, let that go. Depression, let that go. If there's any resentment, you can release that too. Become aware of any regret, any stress, feelings of overwhelm or anxiety, feelings of being stuck. If there's any jealousy, let that go. Release it now. Shame, you can even burn that up. Let it go. As you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, doubling your relaxation even more while you stay even more alert and more focused. Because now you've become aware of all the limiting beliefs that are stored in your room. It's time to remove them and tell yourself the truth. Pull off these negative beliefs. You know which ones they are. You don't need them anymore. Throw those into the hole. Tell yourself the truth. You're enough. You're good enough. You're loved enough. You're strong enough. You're smart enough. You're creative enough. You are enough. It doesn't make any difference what it looks like on the outside because you know how beautiful you are on the inside. Good. Let me know by smiling. I can see you. Let me know that you know you're enough. So look around the room and make sure that all the negative feelings, emotions, and beliefs are gone. Make sure they're all gone. I'll give you a moment. And when you're ready, now become aware of something amazing happening in this room of your subconscious in the center of your being. You know all those positive feelings? We're going to make those all grow. Take that whole big group of them. You could throw them all in one big pile and then imagine that it grows really, really, really big. Or you could swallow all those positive feelings and then imagine that it goes all the way out, bursting through your fingertips, out your toes, through the ends of your hair. Expanding, filling all the places and spaces where the negative feelings used to be. Fill all those little holes, those empty places with these positive light feelings until the entire atmosphere of this room, this space that you occupy is completely changed. That's right. Imagine those positive feelings growing and expanding into this beautiful, powerful, protective white light, filling up all the places and spaces where the negative feelings used to be with positivity. Imagine the white light of positivity now forming a protective little bubble. It's like a shield around you, protecting you, guiding you. As you let that room dissolve now, but this white light of positivity stays around you, guiding you and protecting you. Like a powerful shield. Now begin to imagine that you're breathing in the white light into every cell of your entire being until you are filled up with this white light and all its positivity. Go ahead now and breathe in all its strength, courage, confidence, trust, joy, and peace until every cell of your entire being is filled up with this white, magnificent light of positivity. Breathe it into every cell. Almost as if it's getting in right into your DNA, into your entire being until you see and sense that it's filled you up, surrounding you and guiding you and protecting you as a powerful shield. So from now on, it will be easier and easier for you to respond so much more calm, so much more confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. you did really well today. Keep in mind that you can return to this space anytime you feel it, that you need it. You are what you imagine, think about, beyond even words. And as we go from 1 to 5, I count, you become more awake. As we go from 1 to 2, take a deep breath in, become more and more aware of your surroundings, any sounds that you hear, the temperature, the way the breath feels in your lungs. As you go from 2 to 3, maybe wiggle your fingers and your toes a little bit. As you begin to squirm, going from 3 to 4, waking up, becoming more and more conscious, swirling in all these positive feelings, and 5, open your eyes and enjoy the rest of your day.